AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
This is embarrassing.
Tennessee State Representative Antonio Parkinson, a Memphis Democrat.
And they know that what just happened was unfair.
The Republican-dominated State House has expelled two of three Democratic members for their roles in a demonstration inside the chamber calling for action on guns following the Nashville school shooting. At the U.S. Capitol, House Republicans have subpoenaed a former Manhattan prosecutor who quit last year while leading a criminal probe into Donald Trump. Sagar Magani has details.
The subpoena comes 2 days after Trump was charged with 34 felonies. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan has ordered Mark Pomerantz to testify by month's end. The latest escalation as the GOP probes Pomerantz's former boss, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Pomerantz refused to voluntarily cooperate, citing the ongoing probe. Jordan says Pomerantz is uniquely situated to give the panel relevant information about the investigation he led before leaving the office last year in a clash over the investigation's direction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rockets over northern Israel today. Militants also fired them from Gaza. Israel responded with airstrikes. It follows violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Israeli police stormed into the building with tear gas and stun grenades to confront Palestinians barricaded inside. Idaho's governor has signed into law a bill making it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. It creates a new crime of abortion trafficking. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits was higher over the past few months than initially reported. The Labor Department says applications have exceeded 200,000 since early February, though that's still relatively low by historical standards. The government's March jobs report due out in the morning. This is AP News. Pope Francis led Holy Thursday ceremonies today, part of a challenging Holy Week schedule, just days after he was released from hospital. Our Karen Shamas has been keeping track.
Despite being released just 5 days earlier from hospital for bronchitis, the Pope's voice sounded strong as he read a long homily during a mass in St. Peter's Basilica. As part of his schedule, a foot washing ritual at a juvenile prison in Rome, the same location he famously washed the feet of prisoners shortly after being elected Pope in 2013. Upon his release from hospital, the Vatican confirmed the pontiff would carry out the complete Holy Week schedule. His appointments include the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum and Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.